In fact, although we reported on that slide the results as described by groups, the greatest utility of the score in actual clinical practice is as a continuous measure. Again, the confidence intervals for the prediction of risk are shown here. And again, for any individual patient, the results are shown, for example, for a recurrence score of 30. In this case, there would be a 20% risk of distant recurrence at 10 years. And so it's the individual score that matters. But I want to highlight the recurrence score is not a recipe. It does not alone indicate whether one should be treated or not. It needs to be integrated with other measures, especially in the case where the recurrence score is in the mid-range, where one needs to look at tumor size and grade and patient age and preference.